Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So today I'd like to talk to you about passion at work. And I want to share this with you because passion is something we've always talked about here at the Engagement Coach. If you go on our website, you know, there's a phrase you'll come across often, which is, imagine if people brought their passion to work. Well, imagine if work was their passion. How would that change the world of work around us? Imagine what that would do, where people were just passionate about the work they do at work. And it's often very easy to talk about passion. You know, what's your passion? But I got into a discussion with a friend of mine, and he said, actually, it's all very easy talking about this stuff, but you've got to be really, really careful here, because there are some people who just don't know what their passions are. And this was off the back of a phrase that I used, which was, life's too short to not live a life full of passion. And he said to me, you've got to be really careful, because there are people out there who may think, well, so what does that mean for me? Because I don't know what my passion is. And he said, well, I don't know what my passion is. And we got talking, and I thought, this is interesting, because I do know what your passion is. And I think this is the thing when we're talking about passion, we're often sometimes so close to it, we don't see it. If anybody had asked me what my passion was when I was back in pharmacy, I was an area manager. I had an amazing team around me, a really amazing team. Wonderful years of my life. And I remember at the time, I'd spend a long time coaching and mentoring them. This is before I was qualified as an executive coach, but coaching and mentoring them in whatever way I could, based on things I'd learned about self-development, about becoming the best you can be. Now, that it's only looking back now that I realize, well, that made complete sense. Because my passion was creating great work environments where people could be the best themselves at work. So we could create great cultures. I wouldn't have been able to tell you that then. Back then, I was just passionate about people being their best themselves at work. And what could I do to help them in my capacity as an area manager? When we often looking for understanding or identifying our passions, it's hard for us to come up with what that might be. It can sometimes be easier by asking people, loved ones, friends, families around us, what do you think I'm passionate about? What do you think I would be really good at? What do you think where do you think I would excel because of my passion? And you might be pleasantly surprised. People see things in us that we don't often see for ourselves. In fact, it's one of the reasons why, you know, many of us get tapped up for promotions or to move into different areas. People have seen things in us that we never saw for ourselves. Now, my friend, you know, when we got into discussion, he said, well, okay, so it's all very well me knowing my passion, but what value is that if it's not paying the bills? Is that really of help then? Because all you've done is identify something I'm really passionate about, but actually I can't pursue it because I can't pay the bills. Now, please forgive me. This isn't the case everywhere I know. But one of the things, I left a very, very well-paid job to pursue my passion. I wasn't made redundant. I wasn't forced into this position. It was something I chose to do. And I remember the first 3 months of when I set the company up 7 years ago. I remember walking around, not receiving any phone calls, no emails. I'd go and sit in the library trying to work on, well, what would I do if some work came along? And then slowly the phone calls started, the emails started to come in. But if I'd given up, I too could have said, well, what's the point in pursuing a passion if I can't get any income out of it? 7 years later, and you know, I've got an amazing team of people who are just so, so brilliant, better than I am, and committed and dedicated to a cause that I didn't think anybody else was passionate about. But I think this is what happens when you pursue your passion. Follow your passion and the money will come eventually. It's whether we can hold ourselves out and what can we do to hold out for that moment. I don't think it's as easy, and I'm not going to make out that it's easy. It's been a really, really tough journey. For anybody out there who's got their own company, you'll know how tough it is. And I don't know if it ever eases, because you're always sat there thinking about paying not your bills, but other people's bills. You're taking on other people's mortgages. You're taking on their livelihood. When we do follow our passion, that there's, you know, if you look at the definition of passion, it's strong emotional reactions. It's something that evokes strong emotions in all of us. So what is it that evokes strong emotions in you? What are the things you would do as a hobby? What are the things you do as a hobby? What are the things you just love pursuing when you have time on your own? And I would urge you to just have a think to say, actually, how can I convert this into something that I could draw income from? Because I'm so passionate about it. And I can promise you, because you're passionate, you'll be far better than others because it's a passion in what you pursue. And I think that's the difference that passion brings. It gives you the edge over anybody else because it's something that you so deeply care about. You pursue it to a level that other people wouldn't. It's not liking something. It's not being interested in something. It's being so passionate that it just changes the game. So what is it you're passionate about? What are the things that you would love to do if you didn't have to pursue an income? And then think about the jobs, the roles out there that exist that incorporate some of those elements where you could draw an income. Now, it might be that you think, well, actually, that's great, but I've got no chance of getting in there. Well, I have found LinkedIn to be an amazingly welcoming place where most people are really willing to help. Dropping a note to say, look, I'd love to get some experience. I'd love to get some insights. I would love to learn what you do. Most people are really helpful. So what's your passion? What is it you would love to do? And how can you pursue it? And for those of you out there who think I'm never going to understand or identify my passion, talk to your loved ones, talk to your family, friends, talk to people around you. You might be amazed at how many of them will highlight the same thing again and again that we managed to miss. I thought many people would be surprised at my career and where I've ended up. Actually, a lot of people think that makes sense. It made sense from them who really knew me well, thinking, well, why wouldn't you do that? That makes perfect sense. All of this, look, I talked to you about passion today. Today's a very, very special day for us at the Tech HQ, at the Engagement Coach, because today, the 13th of April, is our 7th birthday. And it really got me thinking about passion. It really got me thinking about, imagine if I'd given up. And there's, trust me, I am not superhuman in any way. There are many times when I thought, what am I doing with my life? Who, at what point did I think this was a great idea? You know, who in the right mind would do something like this? And then I look back now and think about all the work we've done, the wonderful clients we've met, and the fantastic impact we've managed to make, driven out of passion. And passion is, it's really interesting. It's like a magnet, because it draws other people with the same passion to you. And before you know it, you've got a movement going on. So what's your passion? Ask your family, friends, loved ones. Think about what you can do in terms of pursuing a job which contains components of that passion. Something you can really bring to life. And then we all have the ability to imagine if work was our passion. And the edge we will all bring because it's a passion will be far greater than people who are doing it as a transaction. And I think that's what makes the difference. So what's your passion? How much are you pursuing your passion? How much do you live and breathe your passion every day? Even within your job, if you can't control the whole job, how could you incorporate elements of your passion into your job? What is it you could do to tweak your job so you have moments of passion, things that you love doing? Maybe you're an accountant, and how could you add creativity to that? Well, and I don't mean creative accounting, but I mean data visualization. You know, there might be ways you can include some of the creative flair you might have of how you can tell the story from the data in the figures. So there'll be ways in which we can express our passion in the jobs we do. It doesn't mean wholesale change. It doesn't mean we have to leave our livelihood and our jobs, but it's understanding what our passion is and incorporating it into our life so that we can have some of our passion and bring it to life at work. So look, I hope that's been helpful. Pursuing our passion. Imagine if work was something we were passionate about. Imagine if we brought our passion to work every day. So, what's your passion? How do you know? What are the things you do outside of work? What are the hobbies that you love doing? You just absolutely love doing. Remember, the strong emotional reactions. And what would other people say are your passions? And how can you incorporate that into your job or pursue a career where you really are drawing an income from that? That's all from me today. I'm Rich Sander from The Engagement Coach. I will leave it there. Please join me again, where I'll talk about leadership development, employee engagement, culture development, and everything else in between. I'm Rich Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.